Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Nahal Navidar, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 28, the editing task, found in Grade 3, Book 2 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the editing task, scoring clarifications on page 33 of your Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 3. There is a lot of valuable information here that covers most of the issues that we will come across when scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you carefully read through the scoring clarifications. Then resume the audio file to continue onto the rubric for this question. Please pause the audio file now. It will be important for us to refer back to the scoring clarifications during training and live scoring. Many of the creative things that the students do are covered in these pages. If your committee is unsure how to score a response with unusual corrections, remember that you may call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. You may also refer to the DVD guide for scoring the editing paragraph. Now, if you turn to page 36, you will find the editing task, question 28, and the possible exemplary response. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. At this time, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We find that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Now, question 28 says, here is a paragraph a student wrote about visiting cousins. The paragraph has some mistakes in capital letters and punctuation. Some sentences may have no mistakes. There are no mistakes in spelling. Read the paragraph and find the mistakes. Draw a line through each mistake in the paragraph. Then write the correction above it. Please follow along in your scoring guide as I read the editing task. I visited my cousins in Florida last April. I had a lot of fun there. We saw alligators at an alligator park. My cousins and I played in the sand at the beach. Then we swam in the ocean. I want to go back again? To correct the four errors in this paragraph, the student should capitalize the A in April, the pronoun I, and the T in then. They should also change the question mark after the word again to a period. The rubric for this editing task states that, after the paragraph is corrected, the student will receive 3 points if no more than one error, either introduced or not corrected, remains, 2 points if no more than two errors, either introduced or not corrected, remain, 1 point if no more than three errors, either introduced or not corrected, remain, and 0 points if four or more errors, either introduced or not corrected, remain. Please also make a note of the possible score of condition code A. This means the student was present for the test session but did not write any changes on the editing paragraph. The student left editing paragraph totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank, even if you can read it. Now we will move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points, acceptable responses, and incorrect answers. The anchor papers were chosen from the field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and then approved by the State Education Department. Turn to page 37. Here we find the first anchor paper, a score point 3. In this paper, all the original errors are corrected, and there are no introduced errors. We do find one neutral revision. In the second line, the student has rewritten the word there as T-H-E-I-R. At this grade level, homophone errors are ignored because grade 3 students are not expected to have mastery in this area. Therefore, the paper has no errors, and it earns a score of 3. If you turn the page, you will see the score point 2 anchor. In this paper, one original error is not corrected. In the third line, the pronoun I should be capitalized. There is also one introduced error. In the first line, the student has rewritten cousins with a capital C. The student has made the same error in the second line, but since it is the same error with the same word, the error is only counted once. This paper then has a total of 2 errors and receives a score of 2. Turning to the next page brings us to the anchor paper for score point 1. In this paper, 1 original error is not corrected. The question mark after again in the last line should be changed to a period. There are also 2 introduced errors. In the second line, the period after there should not be changed to a question mark, and the word beach in the third line should not be capitalized. There are a total of 3 errors in this paper, and it receives a score of 1. Next, we find the last anchor paper for question 28. It is a score point 0. Once again, 1 original error is not corrected. The word then in the third line should be capitalized. There are also 3 introduced errors in capitalization. The first letters in alligators, beach, and ocean should not be capitalized. There are 4 errors in this paper, and it receives a score of 0. Please take a moment to review these 4 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 62. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's look at the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this editing task. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the responses were like and what key concepts you should look for during live scoring. Let's start with the first practice set, Practice Set 21. In this paper, all the original errors are corrected, and there are no introduced errors. With no errors, this paper earns a score of 3. Next is Practice Set 22. 1 original error is not corrected. The word April in the first line should be capitalized. There is also 1 introduced error. There should not be a comma after alligators in the second line. This paper then has a total of 2 errors and earns a score of 2. Moving on to Practice Set 23. In this paper, 1 original error was not corrected. The word then in the third line should be capitalized. There are also 2 introduced errors. The word alligators in the second line should not be capitalized, and, in the same line, the word A before alligator park should not be changed from N. There appears to be an erasure above Florida in the first line, but no letters are clearly marked out, so no change is noted. This paper has 3 errors and receives a score of 1. Next is Practice Set 24. All the original errors are corrected, but there are 4 introduced errors in capitalization. The words A in the first line, alligators, alligator, and cousins in the second line, and the word and in the third line should not be capitalized. Capitalizing alligators and alligator is only counted once, because we know it is the same error with the same word. The student has also introduced a punctuation error. The period after ocean in the last line should not be changed to a question mark. In addition, this paper contains 2 neutral revisions. The periods after April in the first line and after there in the second line have been changed to exclamation points. Neither change is incorrect. This paper then has a total of 5 errors and receives a score of 0. Let's move on to Practice Set 25. In this paper, 1 original error is not corrected. The pronoun I in the third line should be capitalized. There is also 1 introduced error. The words alligators and alligator in the second line should not be capitalized. As we know, this is only considered 1 error. This means that there are a total of 2 errors in the paper, earning it a score of 2. Next is practice set 26. All the original errors are corrected, but there is one introduced error. The word ocean in the last line should not be capitalized. This paper has one error and earns a score of 3. Let's go on to practice set 27. In this paper, one original error is not corrected. The question mark after again in the last line should be changed to a period. Note in the first line that the student has crossed out last April, which contains one of the original errors. However, that revision has left a correct sentence, thus correcting the original error in a different way. There are also 3 introduced errors. Apostrophes should not be added to either of cousins or alligators. Adding an apostrophe to cousins is only counted as one error since the same error occurs twice with the same word. Also, the period after there in the second line should not be changed to a question mark. There are 4 errors in this paper, and it receives a score of 0. Next is practice set 28. One original error is not corrected. The word then in the third line should be capitalized. There are also 2 introduced errors. The words alligators and alligator in the second line should not be capitalized, nor should cousins in the first line and the second lines. Each is counted as one error. Note that the student has misspelled some words, but there is no penalty for this since spelling is not assessed in the grade 3 editing task. This paper has 3 errors and receives a score of 1. Let's move on to practice set 29. In this paper, all the original errors are corrected, but there are 2 introduced errors. The word alligators in the second line should not be capitalized, nor should ocean in the last line. This paper has a total of 2 errors and earns a score of 2. The final practice set is practice set 30. 3 original errors are not corrected. The word April, the pronoun I, and the word then should be capitalized. Note that although 2 original errors are underlined, there is no correction made and no clear proofreading symbols are used. Therefore, the underlining is ignored since we do not know what the student intended to do. However, the question mark in the last sentence is underlined and a period placed above the error. In this case, even though the error is not crossed out, it is clear a correction has been made, so credit is given. Therefore, there are 3 errors in this paper, and it earns a score of 1. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers are scored, we recommend you begin the consistency assurance set. This will give you an additional set of 10 papers to score, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly, or understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring, will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for question 28 and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the scores assigned in the Scoring Leader book. The Scoring Leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the Table Facilitator and Scoring Leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.